This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now that Woody Allen signed to do a streaming TV series, other top movie directors are flocking to sign with Amazon. And there's news that you won't be able to see the next Adam Sandler movie without a Netflix account, a four-film deal from the online video company that's also financing the sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. That film will hit theaters and Netflix at the same moment. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo on Netflix as a Hollywood studio.
Netflix already has lots of movies in its library, but many of those movies are kind of old. And that's because of how films are now distributed, says Ted Sarandos. He's head of Netflix's original content.
The current distribution model for movies is pretty antiquated.
That's Sarandos speaking at a TV industry trade show last year. He says right now it can take a year for a movie to go from theaters to Netflix.
So what we wanted to do is accelerate the model and say we'll release movies in theaters and on Netflix. And we'll fund the movies to make it work.
Chris McGurk heads Cinedigm, a digital content distributor. He says, sure, there have been small budget movies released digitally, but...
And that's completely different and sort of upends the old economic model.
And finally...
Now you're talking about, you know, major motion pictures, multi-tens of millions of dollar budgets, and that is pretty much unheard of.
McGurk says Netflix's 50 million subscribers give it the best chance so far to make money on a major digital-first film. In New York, I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.